This is the Louisiana Radio Network Legislative Report for Monday, April 17th. I'm Jeff Palermo on the Louisiana Radio Network. Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Secretary Jack Montese has submitted his resignation as it has become public he's involved in a bribery scandal. Political analyst Bernie Pinsonat says this is not a good look for the Edwards administration.
You're looking at a disaster, a PR disaster for the administration when high-ranking officials resigned and obviously has serious problems with FBI related to bribery.
Federal documents show Montese's signature is on a contract tied to a kickback scheme that's resulted in one conviction on bribery charges for a man out of Youngsville. A bill that would end state income tax in Louisiana goes before the House Ways and Means Committee today. The bill is authored by Republican Mandeville Representative Richard Nelson, who says his HB 424 would phase out taxes collected on the income of persons, estates, and trusts. Nelson says Louisiana needs this if it wants to compete with neighboring states with no income tax, like Florida, Texas, and Tennessee.
That's really the idea, is to make it more like these other states that have seen really explosive growth and population movement compared to Louisiana.
The bill would phase income taxes out over a four-year period. Nelson says the revenue loss would be offset by lowering the homestead exemption on property taxes and eliminating a number of exemptions to the state's sales tax code. Independent candidate for Governor Hunter Lundy is keeping an eye on what the Louisiana legislature will do to fix the state's property insurance crisis. Lundy is concerned lawmakers will approve legislation that will restrict the ability to sue insurance companies.
We believe people that should have their right to, you know, enforce a promise that was made to them when they paid a premium. So any effort to change that law now is unacceptable.
This has been your legislative report on the Louisiana Radio Network.